Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Talk on the Hudson, and I am Fernando Uribe. I want to welcome you all here tonight for the premiere, the 1st of March, the year 2017. I want to thank you for listening from wherever you are here in the good old U.S. of A. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to hear from you tonight, so don't be shy and call me toll-free tonight at 657-383-0296. That's right, folks. Toll free tonight. Call in. I want to hear from you. 657-383-0296. Thank you. You can always write to the show's inbox, which is talkonthehudson@gmail.com. I welcome emails each and every week here on Talk on the Hudson. Of course, folks, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at @your_favorite_Fernando. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at @TheGloriousFUJ. And lastly, for all of you Facebook subscribers, please go to the official page for Talk on the Hudson and, of course, like it. And I ask you to please tell your friends, too. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you how excited I am tonight to jumpstart this podcast because it's really for you, the people. And I can tell you that it's been a long time in the making. It's been a lot of work to get here. But I'm happy to be here tonight on Blog Talk Radio. And again, I want to hear from you tonight, folks. Again, 657-383-0296. And we start with the real truth. Now, folks, let me just sort of give you a brief narrative about who I am if you're hearing me for the first time or even if you haven't talked to me for a long time. But I'm a lifelong Hudson County resident. And you know what? Short of moving away to New Brunswick to attend Rutgers University to finish my undergraduate degrees. You know, I've known nothing but Hudson County my entire life. I grew up in West New York. I'm a proud Memorial High School alumni. That's right, go Tigers. Currently now where I live in Union City, I mean, I've become a fixture here in the county. And I can tell you that what matters to me is what's going on here in Hudson County. And that's really been the driving force behind this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, it's been a lot of hype leading up to this. I've promoted heavily on social media. I have sent out emails. I have sent out text messages because I really want to make sure that this, you know, leaves a lasting impression on you folks because, you know, I care about my community. And all of you listening tonight, whether it's all the way in North Bergen, all the way down to Bayonne, and even out west into Kearney and Harrison, you know what? It's Hudson County. We're all a community, and we all care about what goes on here. And really, again, that's what makes me want to do this show each and every week. And, you know, again, I can't tell you enough about being a voice for you. Now, for those of you that know me, you're fully aware, I used to do journalism a few years ago. I used to do some segments and my own sort of little show on Hudson County TV, which is now Hudson TV. And, you know, going back, I'm very grateful to Julio Reynoso, the CEO and the owner of Hudson TV, for giving me that opportunity. But, you know, I always had a healthy respect for journalism, and I always wanted to do segments here in the community in Hudson County to, you know, inform residents, to let them know what's going on. And it's an experience I'll never forget. It really helped prep me for what I want to do in the future, whether it was in academia now as an educator or even today doing this show. And, you know, really I want to give you a voice here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to have you call in each and every week because I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear about what's bothering you about Hudson County, whether it's the political climate, whether it's property taxes, which are just skyrocketing apparently each and every year, whether it's overdevelopment that we're seeing on the waterfront, whether it's in Hoboken or even down all the way, you know, into Kearney. You know, these are issues that affect us all. you know, our school systems for our kids, you know, what school districts are doing the best jobs that they can to help our kids. You know what? Those are all things that I'm going to talk about and much more here on Talk of the Hudson. And again, and I can't tell you enough that I want to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. Again, 657-383-0296, because you, the people. And again, I want to be your voice here each and every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. So I just want to get that off my chest. But, you know, what I also want to do on this show each and every week is not necessarily in conjunction, because they're sort of their own separate entities. But, you know, again, let me be very clear. This show isn't a new show. It's not something that's going to be centered around journalism. It's going to be more commentary based. Now, again, I'm very, you know, I have a healthy respect for all the local journalists here in Hudson County. And this isn't me giving them a cheap plug at all, because they had nothing to do with this, but I sort of want to sort of put this out there. But, you know, a lot of what I'll be talking about each and every week here on Talking About Hudson is due largely in part to the great reporting that we see here in Hudson County. And it starts off again, of course, with Hudson TV and all the great journalists there, some that I've gotten to know. And they certainly do a wonderful job each and every week. Again, I also want to sort of acknowledge Hudson County View, a good friend of mine, you know, John Hines, who does great work as well here locally on the journalistic front. And, you know, of course, you know, sort of the more print media. You know, I want to give an acknowledgement to the dean of Hudson County Journalism, you know, Al Sullivan with the Hudson Reporter. I would like to read his stuff as well. And, of course, you know, the great journalists at the Jersey Journal, whether it's Terrence McDonald or the rest of his staff. I mean, a lot of what I'll be talking about each and every week is sort of predicated on what I see on the news here being reported about, whether it's local elections, whether it's property taxes, whether it's abatements, whether it's school board elections, whether it's the fact that maybe school districts aren't getting the funding that they deserve. You know what? Those are all things I want to talk about here, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, as a lifelong Hudson County resident, it matters to me. And it matters to me because, number one, I'm a homeowner. Number two, I'm a taxpayer. Number three, I'm a motorist. And those are all categories that I know fit all of you here listening tonight, maybe some more than others, but those are all categories that mean something to you. And if you're concerned about the value of your home going down, perhaps, or whether you're seeing overdevelopment, yeah, let's talk about that. If we're concerned about what's going on at the municipal level or even at the state level in Trenton, what's going on with our property taxes? Why is spending still out of control at, you know, at the state level with the state legislature? Why are tolls continually going up, whether it's on the New Jersey Turnpike or the Parkway or even just across one of the nearby bridges and tunnels into New York City? Why is the Port Authority never held accountable? These are all things that I want to discuss. And these are all things that, you know what, you're going to hear an opinion about. And sometimes, let me tell you, you may not like what I have to say, but understand that on Talking to Hudson each and every week, it's going to be unbiased and unfiltered. And that's really the motto that I'm going to stick by each and every week here, because, again, nobody owns me. Okay, I'm not beholden to any political party. I am a registered independent. I'm not beholden to any special interests or any groups that have some sort of monetary investment in me. That's not who I am. And if you know me, ladies and gentlemen, you know that that's not who Fernando Uribe is. What I'm doing with this show every week is, I want to give you a voice. I want to be that lightning rod that gets you thinking, that gets you talking. You know, and one of the things that technology has sort of enabled us to have is, you know, this sort of interaction. And I'm really grateful. You know, many, many years ago, you know, being able to do a podcast online was virtually impossible. Pretty much, you know, terrestrial radio is where it was at. And now we're able to do podcasts from virtually anywhere. And it's, again, it's a breath of fresh air. It's what makes technology great. And certainly, again, here, as I said, I want to be that voice for you, that voice that, you know what, that local elected officials are going to listen to. Because I can guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, that each and every week, as this audience continues to grow, I'm going to be having elected officials on the show. I'm going to be having, you know, high-profile guests on here to talk about the issues that matter. I'm going to have local journalists on the program to discuss exactly what stories are burning right now and which ones really should catch your attention if you're a Hudson County resident. So that's really what this show is going to entail here. And that's really what I'm really focused on in doing Talk on the Hudson and in giving you that outlet where you can reach out and speak to me and tell me exactly what's on your mind. And again, I can't say it enough, folks. You know, I welcome your call. I can't say enough. I want to hear from you each and every week. So, again, if you dial in tonight toll-free, you can do so. 657-383-0296. Again, that's a toll-free number tonight for Talk on the Hudson. I want to hear from you folks because, again, the show's not possible without you, the Hudson County resident audience, and, of course, people listening to me all across the country. And that's one of the great things about social media, that I've been able to promote this. So, again, I have to give a shout-out not just to everybody here in Hudson County that's listening, but all, you know, got friends down all the way down in Miami, Florida. I got friends down in Raleigh, Chicago, Dallas, Texas, all the way even out to Bakersfield, California. And, you know, again, I'm grateful because it's you, the fans, it's you, the audience, that are going to make this show. And it's going to be my responsibility each and every week to make it informative, to make it illuminating. And you know what? I want to make you think out here. I want to get you thinking about politics, because at the end of the day, all politics is local. So whether you live in California, whether you live in Texas, whether you live in Florida, friends of mine spread all over the country, all politics is local. Okay, the issues that affect us Hudson County residents, again, affect us nationally. But again, for the purposes of the show here, that's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on giving possible commentary that I can give you each and every week about the issues that are plaguing Hudson County residents on a daily basis. And really, again, that is the essence here of Talk on the Hudson, folks. And I can't tell you enough how excited I am about this project because, again, as someone who is concerned about my community, concerned about crime, concerned about escalating property taxes, concerned about pollution in our townships, concerned about, again, better school districts for our kids. Listen, I'm an educator, folks, and I'll just sort of give you an example here. You know, as a college professor locally, I can tell you sometimes how concerned I am when I'm receiving students for the first time. And I know they're either freshmen or sophomores, and I know that they grew up in the Hudson County school system. And of course, some school districts are better than others. You know, we all know that. But again, and it's a concern for me because I can tell you that a lot of our kids going to college today aren't prepared to go to school. And again, I'm not trying to sit here and I'm not going to try to denigrate any local school districts. I have plenty of friends who are teachers in all the school districts here in Hudson County. So again, that's not my intent here to do that. But what I want to do is, again, raise awareness. You know, what can districts do better for our kids? What can they do to get them more prepared to go off into college, to not, you know, sort of be lacking in some basic skills that they're going to need to survive in higher education, you know? And one of the things that, for me, that sort of stands out about promoting this show and, you know, getting you interested each and every week is, again, as I publish it on social media and I try to really promote it, you know, there's something interesting about what we like to call in today's times, you know, the traditional keyboard warriors, those that love to sort of, you know, go on social media, either publish a news article or post a status or go on a rant. And it's great. You know, it generates debate and it generates conversation. Maybe sometimes it's productive. Maybe sometimes it isn't. It sort of goes off on tangents. And for the most part, it can be very unproductive. But, you know, the premise of the show here is I just don't want you to sit by your keyboard. I want you to be able to call in. I want to hear your voices, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hear if you have that despair in your voice. I want to hear why you have it. If you have some growing optimism, I want to hear it too. Because, again, I think this is the best outlet for Hudson County residents. I can't say it enough because, like I said, there's plenty to talk about here. And today, as I said here on the 1st of March, again, as hopefully Old Man Winter is behind us and hopefully spring is right around the corner, you know, it sort of just it makes us refreshed. It gets us rejuvenated with the weather improving around us here. As hopefully spring, again, is right around the corner, I hope. But again, this is what this show is focused on here, and that's what I want to do every week. And, you know, I can't say enough, you know, when it comes to every day, that are local residents, people that are, as I mentioned to you, the same as myself, a homeowner, a taxpayer, a motorist, you know, even a professional who is paying back his student loans still. I mean, these are all things that some way, shape, or form affect all of you somehow. Whether you're a single parent listening tonight and you're wondering, you know, why is there such a skyrocketing rise in tuition at our local colleges and universities? Or, you know, what are sort of the best type of jobs available for our kids when they get out of college, when they're working towards college? Or, you know, are there enough activities for our kids to do at the high school and even elementary school level? You know, what are we doing to sort of make Hudson County better for ourselves? And, you know, the thing that really sort of catches me sometimes is, you know, we always have to be so focused on just sort of relying on our elected officials to sort of fix everything. And we sort of, you know, not say we've grown up with this sort of, you know, ideology that, well, government's supposed to fix everything. Well, it's not supposed to. Government's there for the people, you know, by the people. And, you know, again, I don't want to turn this into sort of a lecture, you know, that I'm teaching a U.S. history class, but the reality is, folks, that, you know, we have to be engaged. We have to be involved. And one of the things that I think is, you know, affecting our political climate, forget about nationally, but I'm talking about even here in Hudson County, is that we're not getting enough good people involved in government, for example. We're not having enough good people being involved in advocacy and going out there and representing those that, you know, maybe can't represent themselves as best. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. You know, one of the PAs, she's going to hate me for doing this tonight, so, you know, forgive me, Jess. But my attorney who works on my nonprofit, the Fernandy Uribe Foundation, is a very dear friend of mine. And she's been a friend for over 10 years. We've gone back to grad school together. And when she went up to law school and got a law degree, I went up to graduate school, got my graduate degrees. And, you know, one thing that I learned from her over the years was compassion. And I know that for some of you, you might think that's sort of a weird characteristic if you don't think of me as very compassionate, but I really am. And one of the things that I learned from her, and being the fact that she does immigration law and she's told me tons of stories about clients that she meets and just some terrible situations that people are in due to no fault of their own. And over the years, just, you know what, I learned about the importance of compassion. And, you know, and I owe that to her, because I'll tell you something, you know, one of the things here on the show, folks, and again, I'm going to use this motto quite often, that Talking the Hudson is going to be unbiased and unfiltered. You know, I'm going to give it to you straight each and every week. I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going to give you an articulate explanation about a variety of different topics and issues. And hopefully, listen, you may not agree all the time, but hopefully you'll respect it and I'll get feedback from you. But the one thing I learned, and this is something I'm always indebted to her for, is the fact that as I've become older, I've learned to care more about my community. I've learned to have more compassion, to want to help others that perhaps can't help themselves. That's one of the things that I think here in Hudson County that we don't have enough of. We don't have enough of, you know, people working to help others. And yes, I understand there's a lot of philanthropic efforts being performed throughout the county. I mean, hell, I have them. You know, for any of you that know me, you know I'm a very dedicated philanthropist. And I know that are, you know, people that work just as hard as me, or if not more than me. And you know what? That's great, because we all want to make the community better. And again, that's sort of what I'm going back, give you a voice, because it's not just about waking up on election day every 4 years and going to the ballot box and pressing a lever for whether it's, you know, for national elections or for, you know, state elections or even local municipal elections. No, it's beyond that. It's not just getting up on election day and just pulling a lever. It's about getting up and wanting to do more for your community. It's about being an advocate, being a voice for people. It really, really is. Because I'm going to tell you something. You know, one thing I've learned about living in Hudson County is that Hudson County is no different than any other county in New Jersey or any other county in the country. Now, I understand that Hudson County has a certain type of notorious reputation. I get it. You know, I'm not going to lie here. Okay. But it's no different than anywhere in the country, ladies and gentlemen, because you know what we have to do? We have to sort of be involved. And that's something for me, I'm going to tell you, that as I was working on this project and I was working on sort of a plan on how to execute this show on a week, you know, week in, week out, and make it interesting, is because at the end of the day, I'm not reading a script. I'm not reading from a teleprompter. I'm not sitting there looking at notes. Folks, I'm speaking to you right now from the heart. And I'm speaking to you because, to me, as someone who, quite frankly, is a lifer here in Hudson County, you know, I care about what goes on here. I care about the fact that the cost of living continues to go up for residents, that rents are skyrocketing out of control for way too many people. People that grew up here their whole lives have to move out of here because overdevelopment is sort of just sort of pushing them out. And I see it all the time. I see it in downtown Jersey City. I see it in parts of Hoboken. okay? It hasn't really maybe filtered too much up here to North Hudson, whether it's Union City or parts of West New York or even North Bergen. But you know what? It's happening. It's happening slowly but surely. And these are the things that I want to hold people accountable for. This is the reason, as I said, that, and again, and I promise you, because I can tell you that it's on good information, and I have it on record that you'll be hearing from some very important guests in the coming weeks here on Talk on the Hudson. I've received some assurances that our senior senator from here, right in the Garden State, Robert Menendez, will be on the program in the coming weeks here, and will be dedicating about a good half hour with me here on the air to talk about issues that are important. Again, he's a lifelong Hudson County resident. Grew up in Union City, you know, went on to become mayor, went on to become one of our representatives in Congress, and now he's a senior senator in New Jersey. I'm also planning on having gubernatorial candidates on here. I've received confirmation that the Phil Murphy campaign is interested in coming onto the show, and we're just trying to iron out the details. I've also received confirmation that the Guadagno campaign, the Lieutenant Governor Guadagno's office, is interested in coming on the show here and dedicating a half hour or more to me to talk about issues that are affecting Hudson County residents, and as well as getting the commitment from local journalists. So I promise you that in these coming weeks, folks, it's going to get interesting. It's going to get lively. It's going to get very illuminating. But I can tell you that first and foremost, I want to do this show for you, because I can tell you that where I'm standing right now today, I'm very fortunate to be where I'm at. You know, I'm very lucky. I've had a lot of good luck in my life. I can tell you I've worked very hard. And I think like a lot of us Hudson County residents here, we wake up every morning, we get dressed, we go to work, we do the best we can, and then we come home, you know, we attend to our responsibilities, we go to bed, and we get up the next morning to do it all over again. And I can tell you that I'm no different than any of you listening tonight, folks. You know, I deal with the same issues you do, whether it's looking at our skyrocketing property taxes, whether it's looking at the cost of living, how expensive things are, you know, whether it's food shopping or anything else. I mean, it really adds up. And here on Talk on the Hudson, what I'm looking to do is I'm looking to give you the best possible solutions, the best possible ideas. And listen, let me be very clear also. I'm not going to have all the answers, but I promise you I'm going to ask the right questions, and I'm going to ask the right people, and then I'm going to demand answers, because I owe it to you, the audience. Because, again, as I said, I'm no different than any of you. You know, I'm someone who is a lifelong Hudson County resident here. I care about my community. Okay, you'd be doing something else. But the fact that you're listening tells me that you care. The fact that you're listening tells me that you're invested. The fact that you're listening tells me that you want to be involved. And a great way to be involved is here, again, on the show. And I want to give you that forum to, again, as I said before, calling in every week is important. I want to hear from you, the residents. I just want to be, you know, here on the show talking for an hour, which I can do. I mean, you know, I'm half Cuban. I can do that in my sleep. But I want to hear from you. And again, it's imperative that you want to share opinions, because I want to hear from you. Again, 657-383-0296. Once again, 657-383-0296. Again, that's a toll-free number to call in tonight. So if you got something to say, I want to hear it. And so, folks, you know, really, when I think about it, what Talk on the Hudson means to me, it means getting answers for you. It means getting the best information. And most importantly, it's getting you the best commentary you're going to hear anywhere. Because you know what? No one else is doing this locally except for Andy Uribe. And I promise you, I'm not going to let you down. And that's the real truth. I do want to urge you to call in tonight. Again, if you wish, I want to hear from you. 657-383-0296. Now, folks, what I'd like to do sort of, and what I'll be doing every week when I'm not having the guest, is I sort of want to sort of my take on perhaps some of the top five stories right now that are trending in Hudson County. And, you know, it's something that, you know, will sort of get us energized and stimulated in here. And at the same time, it's important to sort of know what's going on. And what I'll be doing every week here certainly is giving you my two cents on probably the hottest news in Hudson County. And of course, you know, courtesy of the great local journalism that we have here, that we're spoiled with, whether it's Hudson TV, whether it's Hudson County View, whether it's the Jersey Journal, the Hudson Report. I mean, these are all great sources, again, and I can't say enough about the work that they do And certainly it's going to make my life easier because I'm obviously going to have something to talk about looking at the news feed and certainly looking at what's on the wire. And the, one of the things I want to start off talking tonight here again here in Huntington County, I'm not sure if you had a chance to check it out this week, from the Jersey Journal by Ms. Caitlin Moda. And so I want to give a shout out to her for her great work. And, you know, it's not sure if you're familiar, but there will be a criminal justice reform that will be taking place in Jersey City at an information session coming up on March the 8th, a week from today, as a matter of fact, at the Mary McLeod Bethune Life Center in Jersey City. It's a great information seminar that I urge, you know, residents to go to, especially for those of you that have family members or friends that are incarcerated right now, issues involving bail reform. And it's a great, great seminar that's being sponsored by the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office and the Jersey City Anti-Violence Coalition Movement. Now, again, it's scheduled for 6 p.m. next Wednesday night. Yeah, at the Mary McLeod Bethune Life Center in Jersey City. It's my understanding that Deputy Assistant Prosecutor Peter Stoma will discuss new arrest procedures and sort of the new public safety assessment that's given to people that are charged with a crime and subsequently new information about speedy trials in Hudson County. And now, again, for those of you that are not aware, on January 1st, a new law did go into effect where the state of New Jersey rolled out its new bail overhaul that nearly eliminates the use of monetary bails. So in essence, you know, under the new guidelines, inmates are given a risk assessment that determines the condition of bail. Now, again, for those of you that, again, aren't familiar with this, it's certainly a very controversial measure that was passed into law and took effect again at the first of this year. You know, listen, it sort of takes me – when I was reading this on the news feed, it sort of took me back to a day where, you know, for those of you that don't know, obviously so many years ago before I became an educator, I worked for the state of New Jersey. I worked as a probation officer. I worked at the county courthouse in Jersey City, and I remember working with adults and even juveniles that were sentenced to probation and those that were incarcerated for maybe a brief amount of time, and certainly when they went to court, they pled guilty and certainly were sentenced to probation. But even before that, bail was one of those elements about our criminal justice system that, you know, for better or for worse, pretty much remained intact. And, you know, again, we looked at it from the perspective of, you know, that it was, you know, centered around a monetary system. And now, looking at some of the new guidelines, you know, inmates are now given a risk assessment that determines the condition of bail. And I don't know about you. Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm certainly, you know, I'm a PhD and I'm an educator. But what I know about this law, I can't say enough about, I think, how beneficial it's going to be for residents that unfortunately are going to be incarcerated if they happen to end up in jail for whatever reason. And I think, listen, and even the risk assessment process, I think, is even, you know, subject to debate. I mean, I'm a little skeptical about it as well. But what I can tell you is that, you know, for those that are struggling financially and can't make bail, certainly, you know, a risk assessment, I think, is going to be something that's going to be very beneficial. And again, I applaud the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office for, you know, holding this seminar next week. I think it's going to be very informative for residents. And again, I want to thank the Jersey City Anti-Violence Coalition Movement for working with the Prosecutor's Office to get this done. I think it's a great first step for residents that unfortunately are going to be incarcerated. And again, when it comes to bail and lacking the necessary funding to make bail, I mean, sometimes more often than not, we end up seeing men, women spend more time in jail than they have to. And I think that, you know, this risk assessment, I think, can be a good thing to, you know, sort of implement. And again, no system's perfect. I'm sure it's going to have some kinks early on. But again, you know, having worked in the criminal justice system before and seeing that, you know, each defendant's very different. You know, it's easy to sort of paint with a broad brush, but I can tell you that not always something that, you know, can be, you know, easily sort of, you know, quantifiable. And I think that this is a good first step here by the state of New Jersey to do that, to sort of, you know, engage in bail reform and to sort of give residents an opportunity to not sit in jail longer than they have to. So again, you know, kudos to the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office and again the Jersey City Anti-Violence Coalition Movement for having this seminar next week. Again, and if you're around and you're curious, again, whether it's any of my students that are interested going to this seminar. Again, it's going to be great. It's at 6 p.m. next Wednesday, March the 8th, at the Mary McLeod Bethune Life Center in Jersey City. So definitely check it out. You can Google the address there. It's you know, relatively safe area. So for any of you that are concerned about driving into Jersey City, that's the last thing you should worry about. I think it's a great location. And again, I think it's a great seminar to go to. So for those of you that are concerned about bail reform and concerned about what rights people have as they're awaiting trial, as they are, you know, looking at sort of, you know, new arrest procedures that are taking effect, especially here in Hudson County, I strongly urge you to come out next Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Center. I think it'll be a very informative session there concerning criminal justice reform. And of course, again, don't forget that only 3 hours later, make sure you tune in. You know, I want to hear from you, if any of you that attend the information session. I think it'll be a great venue for you to sort of visit and learn more. I think it'll be something that'll be very informative for our residents. And, you know, so sort of moving on here, a couple of, you know, other stories that caught my eye this week here about Hudson County and, you know, sort of take us a little further south here into Bayonne. And, you know, I was saddened to hear that there were more layoffs coming in the Bayonne School District. You know, it's my understanding, again, a good article in the Hudson Reporter this week, actually, as a matter of fact, published today. So, again, kudos to the Hudson Reporter for a great article today. And apparently, you know, it's my understanding that the Bayonne Board of Education continued its round of layoffs and demotions at their most recent meeting yesterday, the 28th of February. And apparently, you know, sort of the focus of the meeting by the Bayonne Board of Education was to sort of cut costs amid, you know, a reported $2 million budget deficit that seems to be increasing. And according to the Board of Ed President in Bayonne, Mr. Joseph Roderick, apparently that is expected to skyrocket to $6 million by July of this year. Now, apparently, you know, 16 district employees were laid off and six others were demoted at the most recent meeting in January. And, you know, it's interesting that, well, the layoffs coming up are effective May 1st, which is actually 8 weeks before the end of the fiscal year on July the 1st. And listen, as someone who, again, worked in the city of New Jersey, before getting into academia and working on collective bargaining. You know, one of the things that I take a lot of pride in, and something probably you don't know, again, about me going back to my days working as a probation officer is, you know, I've always been a proponent. I've always been a champion of collective bargaining. I understand how important that is about, you know, adequate working conditions, about, you know, the rights of workers in terms of what they can expect from management or what they can ask of management. You know, going back some years when I was a probation officer, I was very proud to have served two terms as the vice president of my local chapter for my bargaining unit at the time, which was the Probation Association of New Jersey. Here in Hudson County, I had the pleasure of representing well over 100 probation officers at the bargaining table when it came to contract talks with the state and everything else. So, you know, I understand the importance of collective bargaining, and I really, you know, respect the work that tends to be going on, you know, in sort of any, you know, public sector. And, you know, so I really feel for not just, you know, employees at the Bayonne Board of Education, but I feel for employees everywhere. I feel for residents everywhere, whether it's teachers in North Bergen or teachers in West New York, in my old alma mater, Memorial High School, whether it's even in Secaucus. I mean, again, let's be very honest. Collective bargaining is difficult. And one of the things that truly makes this a very complicated issue is, you know, sort of the inability of the state and the local bargainers to sort of come to an agreement. And that's always been frustrating. I remember back in my day working again for my fellow officers, working on an executive board, working to get a better contract, to get a better working conditions, to get more supplies, better resources for us. And, you know, I see it even now working in academia, in higher education, seeing what my local chapter of the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, is doing. And it's not always easy. Now, listen, let me be very fair also that is there a lot of waste that goes on sometimes within specific unions in terms of sort of, you know, the higher ups and the higher administrators of local organizations. yes, I've seen it with my own eyes, and I'm not trying to sort of absolve them of any culpability here, but listen, there's plenty of blame to go around. And when I see something like what's going on in Bayonne, it's really unfortunate. And, you know, good story again in the Hudson Reporter, looking at some of these layoffs. And, you know, again, it's really tragic because a lot of us that go into education do it because we care. We care about our students. You know, we don't go into education for the riches. We don't go in there to make money, you know, like a hedge fund manager. We don't do that. You know, we go in there because we care. You know, and one of the things that, you know, when I see this, it's really tragic going on in Bayonne, and I don't like to see that at all. And again, my heart goes out to, you know, all the workers at the Bayonne Board of Education and every board of education in Hudson County, or even everywhere, New Jersey, across the country. It's a tough spot to be in. You know, a lot of states are going through difficult fiscal times. Sometimes it makes you wonder what's going on, you know, where our tax dollars going to. And that's sort of a topic that I'll get into in the coming weeks here on Talking to Hudson Folks, because again, as a homeowner and taxpayer, I don't know about you, but I'm livid about where our money's going to, where our money is being spent, you know, where is it being allocated to, you know, what's our municipal government doing, what's the state government doing. And that's something here in New Jersey that's been going on for far too long. We've been sort of, you know, being suffocated more and more by the fact that it is too expensive to live here. I can't tell you how many people I know have just moved out of Hudson County and New Jersey altogether because it's just become too expensive to live here. And there's a plethora of reasons why that exists, and I don't, you know, want to point fingers at one specific direction because that would be unfair of me, and that's not what I want to do here on the show. But I'll tell you this much, though. What's unfortunate is that I don't hear, I think, enough accountability of our elected officials, whether it's at the municipal level or even at the state level here in New Jersey. Because, again, folks, our taxes seem to be going up, whether it's the recent gas tax that was implemented last year. And luckily, listen, on the global marketplace, I'm glad that, you know, a barrel of crude oil hasn't gone up exponentially. So I'm very happy about that. So the gas tax hasn't really hit us that hard yet. But at some point, you know, who knows? Oil might go up again. Now, with all the infinite amount of alternative energy sources, you know, that might not be the case. But even something like the gas tax last year, what was the talking point about that? Oh, well, we have to, you know, replenish the fund that addresses, you know, our bridges and roads in New Jersey. Well, why was that fund depleted, you know, depleted to begin with? And these are things that sort of drive me crazy. So, you know, when I see unfortunate circumstances like layoffs in Bayonne, for example, in that school district, it baffles my mind. And again, nothing, and let me be very clear. You know, I'm not here attacking, you know, the Bayonne Board of Ed President Joseph Broderick or Bayonne Mayor Jimmy Davis, who I know personally. He's a friend of mine. I've met him. I know him for some years now, going back to my time as a local journalist. So he's a good man. I don't have anything bad to say about Jimmy Davis, but there's just something going on, I think, sort of, you know, structurally that isn't working either in Bayonne or any municipality here in Hudson County, because again, we're seeing that sometimes we're running on some deficits. We're running budgets aren't being met, or sometimes, you know, more layoffs have to come than they should. And, you know, when I see this happening in a school district, it really pains me because, listen, I'm an educator. And even though I teach at the collegiate level, at the end of the day, I'm a teacher, folks. Okay. Yes, I know sometimes some of my colleagues in academia don't like to be called teachers because they're academics or they're scholars or they're, you know, educators in higher learning. And that's fine. And I get that. But you know what? At the end of the day, what are you doing? Okay. You're not managing a hedge fund and creating a spreadsheet on Microsoft Excel. You're a teacher. You're teaching. And it pains me when I see this because it's, you know, I think about why I got into education. I didn't get into becoming a teacher for riches. I didn't want to become a teacher because I felt that, oh, I'm going to make a lot of money in a short amount of time. No, you know, you do it because you love it. You do it because you care. I know I do. I can tell you, folks, that ever since I started teaching college full time, it is the best job I've ever had. It really is. I enjoy it. I love going to classes. I love engaging my students in debate and in dialogue and talking about curriculum and material and subject matter that's interesting. And I'm really blessed. I've always been, you know, I've always had the good fortune of having wonderful students, you know, where the classes are engaging. But I teach because I care. I teach because I love it. And I know that a lot of you listening tonight are teachers too. And I know that the reason you get up in the morning is because you love it too. and you care about what's going on in your school district. And that's why you get up in the morning, and that's why you go and you're dedicated to your students and you work hard. And sometimes, you know what, you don't go out when you want to go out because you have to stay home and grade exams, or you have to prepare a lesson plan, or you have to prepare a lecture. You know what, that's dedication. And that's something that, you know, I applaud all my fellow educators on. And, you know, again, seeing this today, concerning the Bayonne School District, again, my prayers go out to those families that are affected there. And I hope that the Bayonne School District gets their act together. I hope that, you know, they'll be able to either rehire some of these people in the next school year. I don't know. But again, it's really, it's tragic. And I certainly, you know, I'll give you some updates in the coming weeks here in Bayonne about what's going on. So I hope that it's something that will be very, you know, interesting to talk about here in the coming weeks on Talking the Hudson. Actually, another story here I wanted to sort of share with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, a great story that I saw on Hudson TV there, you know, great local news outlet and, you know, great journalist there, Ms. Deona Adams. So, you know, good story today. And for those of you that aren't aware, Union City Mayor Brian Stack gave out hundreds of immigrant IDs today here at City Hall. And for those of you that are not aware, you know, hundreds of immigrants gathered at Union City Town Hall today to obtain identification cards that are only valid within Union City. Now, originally the program was expected to be issuing IDs today up until 7 o'clock. It actually started at 4 p.m. in City Hall. But even by 4:30, according to published reports, you know, with Hudson TV, for example, you know, the city began to tell people that they had to come back by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning due to sort of like the enormous amount of applicants that were showing up at City Hall. And, you know, Union City Mayor, you know, a dear friend of mine, I know Brian personally. He's also our state senator here in the 33rd Legislative District, someone who I was hoping to have on the show tonight. Again, I know that he was very bombarded with today's event. And, you know, I wasn't sure if he was able to come on the show tonight. He has promised me to come on to talk about this ID program in Union City. And certainly he's been in the news lately as being one of the first mayors in New Jersey to come out and officially announce his township as a sanctuary city. And I know that's a very polarizing word as far as our political climate. I hope to have Mayor Stack on the program hopefully next week, if not the week after, to sort of, you know, really delve into his mindset about being, you know, such an advocate and really being out in the forefront, you know, really sort of getting, you know, sort of, you know, cutting to the front of the line here and being very emphatic and very defiant about what Union City means to him. And today, the mayor, as he addressed, you know, hundreds of people at City Hall, you know, ran up some interesting quotes today. So, you know, you said, quote, for a community that is 95% immigrants, you know, the mayor said he stands up for them. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, Brian started off the event today by saying, you know, as an Irish-American citizen, he felt that immigrants in the country are hard workers. And at the end of the day, they're also human beings. And that's certainly a talking point that is also very polarizing. I know that depending on what side you sit on the political aisle, it can generate a lot of debate. And the mayor has not been shy about that. The mayor has been, again, on the forefront about being an advocate for immigrant rights in Union City and being an advocate for undocumented residents who are here, who are trying to work, trying to make a better life for themselves. And certainly right now, you know, it's a very politically volatile time nationally. And again, it's not to sort of, you know, I'm not taking sides here at all, but I understand sort of the talking points on both sides. I understand how heated people get about it. But, you know, the mayor, to his credit, you know, I think he's tried to remain very nonpartisan. I think he's, number one, he's governing as he's supposed to. And I think he's also trying to do what's right by the citizenry here and the residents in Union City. It's one of the larger immigrant communities in the county, if not the state of New Jersey. And apparently, according to what he had said on town hall today, apparently he said that the IDs are going to help people within the community feel more validated. And also, it's sort of reinforced the premise that in Union City, the undocumented won't be stigmatized. And again, you know, the mayor encouraged residents to attend the upcoming seminars that are going to give immigrants more information about their rights. Because, you know, right now we know that many residents are curious, that many residents are concerned about what's going on with the immigrant population, especially here in Hudson County, where it's so it's so intensive. There was a great seminar today at Union City Town Hall. There's a good one tomorrow For those of you that could not make the event today at Eden City Town Hall, but tomorrow at the North Hudson Islamic Center, which is located at 4613 Cottage Place, right off of Bergenline Avenue in Union City. That event tomorrow will start at 6:30 p.m. At the North Hudson Islamic Center. So for any of you that are curious about what's going on in Union City, what's going on with immigrant rights and what the mayor and the state senator is doing specifically to help undocumented residents, it will be front and center tomorrow. So again, I urge you to, you know, if you're in the area and you're curious about what Mayor Brian Stack is doing in Union City, whether or not it will serve as a model for other municipalities in New Jersey, we'll soon find out. We know that Mayor Stephen Fulop in Jersey City recently signed into law in Hudson County's largest city, also declaring it a sanctuary city. I know he was recently at a rally on Newark Avenue where hundreds of people showed up to sort of show solidarity for the mayor in his announcement of Jersey City as also another sanctuary city here in Hudson County. So there's certainly been no shortage of controversy in terms of what sanctuary cities mean in terms of the political landscape. And we'll talk about that in the coming weeks here. We'll have some great guests coming on to talk immigration law here on Talk in the Hudson, to talk about the rights that residents have. If you are a legal resident or if you are an undocumented resident, you know, what your rights are. I think it's important for people to know what they are. And certainly we'll have that information coming up here in the coming weeks here on Talk in the Hudson, folks. So I urge you to sort of, you know, stick with it here, remain loyal to the program, and I promise you we'll give you all the information you need, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to keep you informed and to keep you educated. And, you know, really that's sort of the focal point, of, as I alluded to earlier, about what the show is about. So, again, for those of you that are interested tomorrow, I can't say enough about really what this seminar will do, again, at the North Hudson Islamic Center. So if you are in Union City tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., 4613 Cottage Place, stop by. It'll be a very informative session. They're hosted by Mayor Brian Stack and, of course, the Board of Commissioners in Union City. So, listen, it's a novel idea. I'm not going to sit here and criticize the mayor and say that it's not. I know certainly for some residents that have a sort of a harder line about immigration reform and what undocumented residents mean and sort of the impact that they have locally for us. I mean, that's certainly up for debate, and we'll talk about that in the coming weeks. And I urge you to sort of give an opinion. I want you to call in, because it's something that it's a hot button issue that isn't going away, folks, whether it's at the local level, at the state level, or even last night. I mean, we all heard the President of the United States talking as he addressed Congress about, you know, viable and compassionate immigration reform. Well, I mean, that remains to be seen. We're going to find out in the coming weeks and months where that policy takes us, and again, how it filters down into the states and even at the local level. So, you know, stay tuned. I think it'll be something that'll be worth keeping an eye on, especially here in Hudson County, where it's, you know, there's such a large immigrant population. Listen, folks, I'm a first generation American. Okay. I am the son and I'm the product of immigrants. Okay. My mom and dad came here well over 40 years ago, and they came here for different reasons. You know, my mom left tyranny and oppression in Cuba, along with my grandparents and my aunt, her sister, with nothing more than a suitcase of clothes, leaving their entire life behind. And they came here. They came here legally. They did it the right way. And you know what? It worked out for them. You know, I admire my mom. I admire my grandparents, for God's sakes. I couldn't imagine leaving my homeland. Like, I couldn't imagine just picking up and leaving. It's just, it's something that, you know, and the same thing for my dad. My dad left Colombia for very different reasons. He left simply because he wanted to seek a better life. He wanted to go to school. He wanted to get a better job. He wanted to educate himself. So, you know, I look at my parents and they're no different than so many other immigrants here in Hudson County. I mean, leaving their homeland behind, starting somewhere new, learning a new language, for God's sakes. I mean, even that's difficult, you know, and I understand again, and I'm not trying to sound as if I'm not compassionate, because I am. Again, I'm the product of immigrants. I know how hard my parents worked. I know how hard the long hours that they put in at their jobs early on to give me a better life. And I know that, and I respect them wholeheartedly, just like I respect, you know, every hardworking law-abiding immigrant here in Hudson County. And I get it that for those for those immigrants that came here legally and are still struggling and are trying to make ends meet and are trying to work hard and be productive and be good citizens. I get it. You know what? Some of them, you know, when we hear some of the rhetoric right now, yeah, it rubs them the wrong way. I get that. I understand that. I talk to friends of mine, their parents who are relatively around the same age as my own parents, and I get that. Some of them are frustrated. Some of them are really ticked off because they sort of see the language that's going out there and they say, well, wait a minute, you know, we had to work so hard and, you know, we're seeing people come here illegally and, you know, it doesn't sit well with us. You know, we worked our tails off to get to where we were. And there's sort of this idea that maybe, you know, some undocumented residents aren't working as hard as others. You know, I get that. And I understand where that talking point comes from. Okay. I get that. I've seen it and I've heard it, you know, quite frequently from people that I know come here and that are immigrants and that work hard, you know, but I also, as I said before, I mean, I know that every situation is different. I know that, again, other people like my mother leaving or still attempting to leave Cuba? Absolutely. Attempting to leave horrible regimes in Central America? Absolutely. Where the quality of life has become so atrocious that they have no choice but to leave here, to leave there, excuse me, and to risk everything and to come here. I get that, you know, and I respect that. And again, as someone who, you know, used to work in nightlife and hospitality and, you know, working with people that, you know, let's say worked in kitchens and worked as servers and worked as, you know, bar backs. And again, I can tell you that it's not a glorious life. And for a lot of people that come here, I get it, you know, a lot of them work hard. And I know that the talking points right now that we hear, again, in the national press, sometimes are very polarizing, you know, and especially here in Hudson County, I can't say it enough. You know, we're an area that is rich in immigrants. And, you know, the idea of the melting pot, I mean, that's what really makes America great, folks. You know, going back to the times of the Italians and the Irish and even before them. Okay. I mean, we are a nation of immigration. I get that. And we are a melting pot. And, you know, here in Hudson County, it's no different. You know, Hudson County really, I think, is probably the biggest melting pot I've ever seen anywhere in the United States, maybe short of California. But I can tell you that, you know, what Mayor Sack is doing here in Hudson County certainly has not come without criticism. And it certainly has not come without some scrutiny. But listen, I'll give the mayor credit. The guy works hard. He comes across as genuine and transparent and sincere. And that's one of the things I've always respected about Brian Stack. And I know him not just because he's a close personal friend of mine and also a fellow Dallas Cowboys fan, you know, so go Cowboys. But, you know, again, I applaud the mayor. I know he's facing a lot of scrutiny about this from other, you know, legislators statewide and even those across party lines. And I get that, you know, and certainly I respect the mayor for doing what he's doing. But at the same time, you know, it doesn't come without criticism. I'm hoping to get the mayor on in the coming weeks to sort of really dissect this. And, you know, really get to the bottom of it exactly of what Union City's doing, what they're going to keep doing, and what they could do better. So certainly something to keep an eye on here, folks, in the coming weeks. And, you know, again, here on Talking About Hudson. So, you know, folks, well, listen, it's about that time, ladies and gentlemen. But the hour is indeed up. And, wow, it certainly flew by, let me tell you. And so, again, don't forget that every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Talk on the Hudson. You're going to listen to the best commentary about everything Hudson County right here. And it's always going to be on Talk on the Hudson. So again, if you part of tonight's broadcast, again, you can always go to, once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/Talk on the Hudson. And you know what? You can always listen to it from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. So you know what? Whether you're it's on your morning commute tomorrow, whether you're walking your dog, whether you're getting a quick workout in at the gym, whether you're doing homework or catching up on your bills and you need something informative and interesting to talk, to listen to, folks, look no further. It's always here on Talking About Hudson. So again, if you have a topic or issue you want to hear about next week, please write to the inbox, which is talkonthehudson@gmail.com. Don't forget to like Talk on the Hudson on Facebook. Again, I appreciate the likes. They've been increasing daily. So I'm really, really just, you know, I'm grateful to everybody that's gone out of their way to share the page on their social media, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Instagram, again, whether it's on Facebook. I can't say enough to everybody that has gone out of their way to really support the show. And, you know, again, folks, it's something that, you know, you're going to be enjoying each and every week here on Blog Talk Radio. So again, if you missed any part of tonight's broadcast, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/talkonthehudson. And you can do it from your smartphone, your tablet, your Mac, your PC. It's easily accessible. I can't say enough really about how easy it is to listen to Talk on the Hudson. So again, folks, if it's unbiased and unfiltered, it's Talk on the Hudson. So good night, Duncan Avenue in Jersey City, New Jersey. And don't forget.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,